on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. The holiday season is here, and although this year looks a little different, there are still a lot of ways to celebrate the season here in Milwaukee. Since the COVID-19 pandemic began, Adam Carr from the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service has joined us to talk about some of the community events happening here in Milwaukee. The list includes a wide array of things to enjoy both virtually and in person. Adam Carr, thank you so much for joining us once again here on Lake Effect.
Absolutely. Thanks, Joy.
This is really the last time we'll be speaking in 2020, which I don't know if that's good or bad. I mean, a new year, new things to explore, right?
Absolutely. When we first started remotely speaking to each other for this segment about remote community events in North and Southside neighborhoods in Milwaukee, we thought that might be a temporary thing, but we're locked in now.
All right. So we have a lot of events that I think people will be familiar with some of the spaces, but new things happening in different places. This first one, though, is an old favorite for many Milwaukeeans.
Absolutely. I live a few blocks from the Mitchell Park domes, and sometimes I need to be reminded that they're there, not that I always see them, but that you can go inside. And actually, during the pandemic, they've created a system where you can sign up for times to go and visit the domes. So kind of the classic dome experience is still there, but they have created precautions where they're limiting the number of people inside. So you can actually go visit the domes. And I bet a lot of listeners might not think of that, including actually on holidays. So my family went there for Christmas last year. So it's a great place to go for holidays. Plus, on Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., they're continuing the tradition of doing the Milwaukee Winter Farmers Market at the Dome. Just looking at the vendors, they're gathering 30 local vendors each week, and those actually rotate. So every time you go, it's a little bit different. From all over southeastern Wisconsin, but also some great folks in Milwaukee are part of that. And they absolutely, I just reviewed all of their pandemic protocols. They're taking it very seriously, but you can actually go and shop in person. So that's kind of a two for one in this one, which is the domes are open. You got to sign up for a specific time. So you could do that through their website. Then also the Milwaukee Winters Farmers Market, which is at the annex, the greenhouse segment of the domes, every Saturday from 8:30 to 12:30 p.m.
A great way to support local businesses. And this next venue, I don't know if venue is quite the right word, but this next space is also a great place to support local businesses.
Absolutely. So the Sherman Phoenix is this, you know, this remarkable building in the city of Milwaukee, a former BMO Harris Bank, but today it's this hub of Black-owned business in Milwaukee in the Sherman Park neighborhood. I was just kind of reviewing this. It's only the third Christmas for the Sherman Phoenix. For me, it's become part of the fabric of the city already, but it's still a pretty young project. Its two newest tenants are great places to check out and also probably to get some holiday shopping done. The Underground Makers Market, which is a collection of different small businesses and entrepreneurs, as well as the Kuji Chagalia Producers Cooperative. There are two new spaces inside of the Sherman Phoenix that you can go check out. They have open hours. They limit the number of clients that can come in, but I've been by both spaces, and they have each of them has a collection of all these different local brands, different local products, different local, especially in the Kuji Chagalia Producers Cooperative, they have, you know, body products, they have hot sauce, they have art, all different kinds of things. So the Sherman Phoenix, it's a great time to go there any time of year, but particularly during the holidays, you can check out two of the new tenants and some of the, your favorites.
We've talked a lot about Sherman Phoenix, but for people who haven't been to this space, what are some of the other places that you can explore there?
Absolutely. I think probably the easiest thing to do right now is I have a handful of great places to eat. So Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, the Rise and Grind Cafe, Sauce and Spice Pizza, Wing Boss. So there's a number of locally owned restaurants you can check out there. You know, during normal times, there's also groups that do wellness there. So there's kind of like a yoga studio and workout space. There's other spaces that I think are a little bit quieter during this period because, you know, they can't have their normal operations. But yeah, I would highly suggest too going to the Sherman Phoenix website. You can check out a little bit of their offerings. Like they have a jeweler, they have a barber shop and a beauty shop, but I would highly, yeah, again, check the website to see what's currently open.
It's always changing.
Absolutely.
So this next event, you actually mentioned you think this would be particularly up my alley, and it's actually not that far away from me, a space that I love, Latino Arts, doing an art show.
Absolutely. Not all of your listeners might know, but I know from knowing Joy a little bit that she's an artist in her own right. And I always like seeing Joy's art because it feels really like from her. And that's why I thought you'd like the show, Joy. Los Rostros Ocultos at Latino Arts. It's an art exhibit that's actually, it's open now. It's also called Hidden Faces. It's by an artist from California named Angelica Contreras, and her art, you know, I'm looking at it right now, it's very dense and packed with imagery. It's kind of there's kind of a darkness to them, but they're also inspired kind of like by pop culture imagery. They're portraits. They're the kind of images that make you want to get up and look closer. Like literally right now I'm looking at some of her images on my computer screen, and I kind of want to like put my eyes right against the screen to make out every little detail. So in her own words, she explores the relationships between tradition, identity, and pop culture. And she grew up across the United States and Mexico. So I think in a lot of ways, this is an exhibit, obviously from an artist who isn't from Milwaukee, but I think it definitely will find itself at home in some of the cultural dialogues we have going here in Milwaukee.
Is this an exhibit that people will be largely visiting in person, or is it something that you can also experience digitally?
That is a great question. So I know that you'll be able to see some of it digitally, but they do have open gallery hours until February 19th. So they opened on December 4th and then going till February 19th. And what you can do is actually go to Latino Arts, their website. They have an Eventbrite where you can sign up for their open gallery hours. You do actually have to, normally you can just show up when they have their open hours and check it out. You can visit for free, so you don't have to pay an admission, but they are asking you to sign up for an increment of time so you can go and make sure that you're not, so they're keeping the number of guests in the gallery limited.
So if you're someone who is abstaining from really going out right now, the next couple of items may be right up your alley. This next one is, interestingly, both a holiday event, but also scary?
Yeah, so there's this performing arts collective in Milwaukee named Heard Space, H-E-A-R-D. It's a multimedia performance art collective led by women of color. And I have a couple friends that participate in their events, are part of that collective, and they have been doing holiday shows, and this will be their third annual holiday show. But this year, their show is called A Very Scary Kind of Show. So I guess last year they put on fancy outfits and reflected on 2019 and celebrated the new year. But this year, they're sort of interpreting the holidays. They're doing a kind of a Friendsgiving thing, but they're also, they want to do some scary storytelling and exploring supernatural occurrences. So Heard Space's A Very Scary Kind of Show is happening on Friday, December 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. And, you know, I think, you know, for some of us, the holidays, you know, you might go to like Bing Crosby or, you know, the Motown, you know, Christmas record or something classic like that. But for other folks, it takes them into different spaces. So I'm really interested to hear how their approach to holidays was interpreted into a scary show of storytelling. So I'm interested where that's going to go.
It does seem quintessentially 2020 to have a holiday show that is also maybe terrifying.
Absolutely. It's, yeah, definitely appropriate. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do.
So for perhaps a more classic kind of holiday celebration, we turn next to the Wisconsin Black Historical Society.
So, yes, the Wisconsin Black Historical Society has been celebrating Kwanzaa as long as it's been around. So this year will be the 32nd celebration that Wisconsin Black Historical Society does. The proprietor there, Claiborne Benson, I couldn't have more respect for someone of just being sort of a pillar in the community, and that space and all the different events that he does there, the community that he welcomes into his space, it's just such an invaluable part of the overall Milwaukee picture. And the Kwanzaa celebration has been happening again. Yeah, this will be the 32nd year that they do it. Just last year, my colleague Demia Causey wrote a piece where she did an interview with Claiborne. You know, he said the first year, when he was a new thing, there were about 10 to 12 people at their first celebration. But over time, the entire space is packed with hundreds of people. So this has become kind of a staple within the Black community in Milwaukee. And just a time to be together and kick off Kwanzaa together. And, you know, this year, obviously, it's not happening in person, but literally just, you know, within 24 hours of us scheduling this interview, they announced that they're going to be doing December 26th at 6 p.m. their virtual celebration. So I think, you know, all of us have kind of struggled to keep traditions, keep connection, find ways to engage in community. And I think it warms my heart to know that Claiborne and the Wisconsin Black Historical Society are keeping this tradition going.
A lot of great events to wrap up the year that has been 2020. I look forward to chatting with you in the new year.
And I will say, next December, when I come on to represent Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, I'm so excited for all the different things that I'm going to invite your listeners to be able to go to and feel both cold and warm together with other Milwaukeeans. So I think by the end of next year, we can safely say we're going to be able to have some of our holiday traditions back.
Let's hope, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I just jinxed it, so I'll see you in January.
Adam Carr is the deputy editor for community engagement at the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. You can find more of our conversations with them about Milwaukee's Central City neighborhoods at wuwm.com.